this is what you're fighting for. I mean, every day you're out there.
What they're doing is blowing people off.
If you continue to look the other way and shut up, then the oppressors, the authoritarians, get total control and total power. Because this is just like in Arizona. This is just like in Georgia. It's another element that backs them into a corner and shows their lies and misrepresentations.
This is why this audience is going to have to get engaged. As we've told you, this is the fight.
All this nonsense, all this spin, they can't handle the truth.
War Room, Battleground. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, thank you for coming into the second hour. I understand the first been a little intense, as all day today has been. You know, there's a book out by Isaac Arnsdorf of the Bezos Washington Post out by Little Brown, the publishing company. Finish What We Started. It's really the history of the precinct strategy and the grassroots movement, the MAGA movement, since basically January of 2021. Right after the stolen election, and it's really focused on Dan Schultz's precinct strategy and what evolved from that and what led to the removal of Kevin McCarthy, led to the removal of Ronald McDaniel at the RNC, led to the removal essentially of Mitch McConnell as minority leader for his stepping down, all of it. What was the power behind this? How did people get engaged? And quite frankly, how did they get beat up in the process? And we're going to start highlighting those heroes, because it's not always pleasant. I keep telling people, this is a fight. You're not really welcomed and patted on the head. And the book shows that. The book actually shows, I think the most powerful part of the book for our audience is not just go through the chronology so that you kind of have that in your mental map about exactly what happened here, but also Arnsdorf has no anonymous quotes. This is all people that were in this fight, including many of the people that opposed us. And you see the world through their eyes, and you particularly see what they thought of Trump supporters and MAGA coming to the first meetings and showing up these precinct strategies. And quite frankly, the I wouldn't say it was hatred, but the disdain that they feel for the MAGA movement, and particularly for the individuals associated with the MAGA movement. And that's one of the things that's so enlightening. Annie Parchet joins us from Illinois, head of the Illinois Alliance, or the Alliance for Freedom in Illinois. And now the senior member of the Rock Island GOP. Annie, give us your journey. How did this start? Because you've had a huge fight out there. It's a huge victory for us, because I keep arguing Illinois is MAGA, not just downstate. I think Chicago is MAGA. We just got to break the grip of the Democratic Party up there and stealing these elections. Walk us through how you became head of the GOP.
I would love to do that. But first, I would like to make sure that the people of Illinois need to consider that the current congressman for Illinois 17, Eric Sorensen, he's participated in all age drag shows. He reads books. He approves of books being read to children by men dressed as women. And we have a candidate that can defeat him. He's a respected former prosecutor and judge. His name's Joe McGraw. You can find out more about him at Joe McGraw. And .com, but the previous leadership at the local GOP, they weren't looking for new members, and we tried, and they said, "Well, we aren't going to change who we are. You can't change everything, so you need to just go do it yourself if you think you're so smart." And so we've spent 3 years.
Hang on for a second. Well, tell me about this guy. Tell me about this race right now. I don't think people throughout the country and MAGA throughout the country know it. Rewind for a second. Give me that.
Rewind for you. Oh, you bet. So what we have here in Illinois is there's a race for Illinois 17, and the current incumbent, he brings a radical pro climate change ideology to the office. But we have a respected former prosecutor and judge. His name is Joe McGraw. And he's going to be fantastic for this he's going to win this race because the grassroots groups and now the GOP, we are going to work together to make that happen. And we have another top priority, and that's for Charlie Helmick. He's in a winnable district against a guy who works for the unions. Charlie's a Marine. He worked for FedEx for years, and he owns a small business insurance agency with his wife. He's devoted to life, liberty, and constitutional principles. So we have the candidates. We have races to win, and it's really important that the previous party leadership didn't make any effort to recruit candidates for our county and countywide offices. When you go to the polling place, you see Democrat candidates and it says no Republican candidate. So one of my first things to do is to make sure that we fill those positions and we build the party and promote pro-taxpayer, pro-freedom policies. We have until June to nominate candidates for these offices. The state's attorney's office is especially important position because we have to have pro-law enforcement candidates in office when we have a governor that is against all of that. And under my leadership and with the guidance of the precinctstrategy.com, we're going to see those numbers climb and climb. Not only that, but the teams we build will be inspired to work hard, stick around, and become productive members of the community and our GOP. And you can reach both of us. You can reach the Illinois County GOP or Illinois Freedom Alliance right here. And we have people standing by. We will get you to a team in your county, your precinct, that will help you become an active participant. The only people that are going to be disappointed are the ones that sit in the recliner complaining about what's not going right and they aren't up doing something. It's not easy. It's really hard. I'm getting a lot of pushback, but I have so much support too, because we are done doing things as they've always been done, because we have to have better results. And I made a commitment over a year ago on your show that we are going to turn Illinois red. And we are going to do it. We have to do it.
Talk to me about the pushback and talk to me about the fight you've had to have to become the head of the GOP. And what is the pushback? We understand you have tremendous support. The precinct strategy, particularly in Illinois, grows every day. But you're getting pushback. What is the pushback and how are you going to fight through it?
You know, it's interesting because while I have some pushback, I have double the number of people who want to make things happen. The main question and concern that people are having is how can a leader of a grassroots group also be the leader of a GOP office? What they don't understand is that we are one and the same. It's just that the doors haven't been open, that it's been a little suspicious for Annie Parchett from the Illinois Freedom Alliance to tell everyone, join the GOP. Because it's like me telling everyone, hey, my next door neighbor's door is open. Why don't you walk in? What we need is the GOP to say, come in. The door is open. I've been working with Mr. Don Tracy, the chairman for the state of Illinois GOP. He is on board, and he is, even in his most recent newsletter, he has asked people to come up, step up, become a precinct committeeman. So while the journey is hard and while there's... while I'm getting pushback, I'm getting more support, and because I have valid answers to objections people have, people that were really hard on me the night that I won the election have already come to work with me at the headquarters for the Illinois Freedom Alliance, because we have a 2,500 square foot office that we have donors providing the space for us. And we are going to work side by side because the people that work at Illinois Freedom Line are precinct committeemen. And so we're going to be working together to show that there is no difference between a citizen that belongs to grassroots organization or a citizen that belongs to the GOP. We are the same people. And so we have to stop pretending it's competition.
Why wasn't this self-evident to the GOP that you guys would be the muscle, that MAGA is the muscle for victories? It's 80 or 85% of the vote in any primary, sometimes 95% of the vote. Why has there been this resistance? If you read the book, Finish What We Started, you see they take some examples from around the country, I think particularly Georgia and Arizona, where there's just this resistance from people that have been there but they haven't been winning elections. They're getting overwhelmed. They're not really building the base. But as soon as the precinct strategy, as soon as Annie shows up, it's like, oh my gosh, we can't. These are the unwashed masses. We can't have these people participate. We got to figure out how to get them out as soon as possible. Why has there been that mentality?
Well, when I first went to the GOP office, I thought that was going to be a busy hub. I thought that I was going to just walk in and I would just be barely be able to find a seat. And all my life, I've thought, well, somebody else is doing it. So when you go down to the GOP office and they don't have any volunteers for whatever reasons, it was shocking to me. And so we realized that we have to do this ourselves. But they were suspicious because they didn't know us, and they didn't know that we were all. My friends that came down, we were prior GOP. I was enlisted and then I retired as a civilian employee at the military equivalent of major. And so I understand organizational development. I was adjutant to a commander and we stood up a battalion that in seven countries in Europe. In 2016, and when I retire, I find out that Illinois needs the same structure. It's easy now, and the chairman of about four different GOP offices or grassroots groups have also been elected in Illinois. We've unseated people that it's not that they're bad people, but they weren't personable enough, and they weren't studying the precinct strategy. A lot of people on the executive board before the other executive boards were told that when you, all we need is you to come to a meeting once a month. And so it won't take any of your time. They weren't prepared. They weren't trained to be precinct committeemen. So with Dan Schultz's help, our training team has developed very good precinct committeemen training. And we've been training for 3 years. We've recruited hundreds of precinct committeemen, and they often could not get in the door. So we helped them set up their own Illinois Freedom Alliance chapter in their county, or else they have, we've helped them I work with chairman. I've helped them get through the door that way. And also just by joining the local grassroots groups in their community. So that's the story.
No, the Dan Schultz, we're going to have everybody go. We're going to give your social media so people can go and use you guys as a tool. But I want to ask, what's the overall political environment, not just for MAGA, but what is your sense of the overall political environment in Illinois right now? Where are citizens' heads at? What do they think about the economy, the direction of the country? We're 6 months before Election Day. Where do you think Illinois is? And let's leave Chicago out. I'm sorry, downstate Illinois. Where do you think people, the citizens, what is their perspective on where we are?
The best example I can give you is that the Illinois Freedom Alliance is working with some grassroots groups in central Illinois, and we're hosting a grassroots rising all-day event on Saturday in Peoria, Illinois. There are no more meal tickets available. We sold out, but we do have seats available for general public at $35 at the IllinoisFreedomAlliance.us website. But the lineup for this event, it includes the leaders from the Patriots United for America. That's a large group that meets every month in Peoria. And actually, they've opened chapters and two more. And they have 100 people show up. We have John Bach from Gun Saves Life coming. He has like 13 chapters in Illinois. So we've built this grassroots rising, the Truth Revealed event because our entire lineup is based on feedback I have received from the communities. I travel across Illinois all the time, meeting with grassroots groups and talking to GOP chairmen and finding best practices. We have Kirk Allen coming from Illinois Leaks, and John Schrock from John Birch Society will be our keynote speaker. He's going to talk about Agenda 2030. Rochelle Arnold's going to talk about the CO2 pipeline. That's where people's heads are. They want information. They want uncensored information. And we have Terry Newsom. You know Terry from Behind Enemy Lines. He's going to be talking about the invasion of Illinois. People don't understand that what's going on in Chicago right now is coming down Interstate 88, and they're coming into our rural communities. And there's no way to avoid this. We have to be prepared for it because it is happening. It's happening now. So that's my answer to you. I'll be speaking at that event because we've been teaching, we've been using the Cause for America Return to Hand Counting class. We've trained 40 teachers how to teach return to hand counting. If anybody in listening distance wants to have us come and teach their group or their county how to hand count ballots, we have 40 teachers all over the state. We can make that happen quickly, and you can call us at 309-377-1776 to get that ball rolling. There's no reason for us to be dropping our ballots into machines.
How do people get to information about this Saturday? Because that's a eclectic and interesting lineup. But you're right, the folks in Chicago will tell you. You know, Ben Berkron's been up there interviewing African Americans in inner city, and they're being overwhelmed. But you're absolutely correct. What's happening in Chicago is being visited as a sanctuary city on the African American and Hispanic citizens in Chicago. But it ain't staying in Chicago. What happens in Chicago is not staying there. It's definitely going to come throughout the entire state. And those folks are the ones giving a warning. It's destroying the communities inside of inner city Chicago. Eventually, it's going to destroy and engulf all of Illinois. So where do people go, Annie, to come to this event on Saturday?
You can call us at 309-377-1776, or you can go to IllinoisFreedomAlliance.us. And you can get your tickets there. Well, we're going to have a gun raffle, Annie, a silent auction, and 50-50.
Annie, your social media, where do people go? And your website?
Our website, IllinoisFreedomAlliance.us. You will find all of the links to all of our social media pages on at our website. And you will find, you can sign up for our email list there as well. You can make a donation. Everything that we do is paid for by donations and by product. Because one of the things we do, the other thing is that we publish a magazine called Grassroots Quarterly because we got tired of all of our stories being censored. So we created a sleek, if you go up to Areas of Impact and go to Grassroots Grassroots Quarterly, you'll see that we created a beautiful glossy magazine that we get to provide information. This is not a bash the other guy publication. This is about true information that people need in order to become effective leaders in their community. You do not need to worry about what's going on at the state level if you know what's going on in your block. We have to get the precinct strategy. Precinctstrategy.com has more information than you can imagine, a chat room for you to communicate with other precinct committeemen in your area. And the special edition, Constitution special edition that's coming out just in time for the conference, the state conference in Illinois in May, is really important. And I have to say that it's completely paid for by advertisers and subscribers. And we need both very, very, very much. So it's a way to reach an audience of grassroots groups. These are not distributed in grocery stores. They are distributed at meetings across Illinois. So people Amen. Support this publication. It's really heartfelt. It takes a lot of hours. But our team is wonderful, and the story lineup that we have, it's going to tell you, make you totally aware of the constitutional rights that have been jeopardized by the leadership in Illinois. We have to work together. And the first step is to understanding the topics, understanding exactly what's at stake, and do not. The only reason you should be listening to CBS, NBC, or ABC if you want to understand what's not the truth. So that's what we need to do. If they're saying it there, you need to go to Steve Bannon's War Room and you need to find out the truth or subscribe to Grassroots Quarterly.
Annie, you're a fire brand, and that's why Illinois is starting to turn around. We're going to turn Illinois purple, first step, and then Illinois red. It's not a blue state, and particularly Chicago, it's not a blue state at all. So you're doing God's work. Thank you so much. Look forward to having you back on. A good success this Saturday at the big event.
Thank you so much, Steve. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. These are the fighters that are making a difference throughout the country. This is how you turn the country around. This is why the guy wrote the book. This, remember, it says MAGA movement's ground war to end democracy. Their version of what they define as democracy, which is a rigged deal. It's the antis of the world that are going to stop that. They cannot defeat MAGA. If it's not over until we say it's over, and they know that, and they fear that. And that's a perfect example of Dan Schultz's, one of the many, many, many victories throughout the country. We're going to try to highlight them all, but also make sure you get all the information of how to participate, because it's all about your agency. Chris Hort joins us. Chris, with Volt Typhoon, everything I'm seeing, we were in, you know, we had a gladiator school last week in Las Vegas. The 911 went down, I think it went down for a day or two, and it turns out there were 8 or 9 states regionally happened all the same time. Nobody's been able to explain, you know, John Mills is out there talking about the CCP's effort to take down our infrastructure, embed into the software, the infrastructure. Now more than ever, people are sitting there and telling me, they come up to me all the time, there's something feels like it's not right. And what I tell people is that, hey, forget the feeling of not right. Assume it's not right. But what are you doing individually to prepare for it? That's what you need to do. You need to get ahead of the curve, because just like Annie said right there with the Freedom Alliance, we need you guys at the ramparts. The only way we're saving the country is you guys at the ramparts. We can't have you taken off the ramparts because of a technical issue or a financial issue or a health issue. That's what our opponents help to do. Tell us about a satellite phone store. What do you got for us, brother?
Well, Steve, I mean, you're absolutely right. The infrastructure is under attack. I mean, what was most jarring for me in the last week was the cyber army of Russia reborn that has now claimed and been proven to have caused the attack on the water system in Muleshoe, Texas. And that was a dry run, Steve, I think. It's like they took over this water system. They spilled thousands of gallons of fresh water into the ocean. And that was, you know, they were proving they could do it. We've seen other attacks on the cell phone networks, as you were saying just last week, the second time in 2 months. What this means is that we are very vulnerable, as the FBI director has been saying over and over again. We're very vulnerable to attack, and they are coming for us. So being prepared is how to be a patriot. And the one thing that one of the few things that we can do for you at sat123.com is make sure that you have access to communications when they attack us again, and when they take it down, the cell phone networks and the 911 service again. A satellite phone works when cell towers go down or when the power grid goes down. They will keep working. Cell phones will not. So it's very important that we as patriots are armed with the right equipment. And a satellite phone is one of those things that you need to make sure that you can stay in touch, that you can stay safe and protect you and your family. They will continue to work no matter what these cyber attackers are doing. So if you go to sat123.com, Steve, you can get a free satellite phone with activation. This phone will cost you anywhere up to $2,000 anywhere else in the country. But you can go to sat123.com today, get that free satellite phone. When you activate your phone, it's about $90 a month. You're getting 100 minutes a month, and those minutes roll over. We also have a phone number you can call, 941-955-1020. That's 941-955-1020. And our U.S.-based customer service reps will be able to talk you through the equipment you need and the plans you need and get you set up right away. We also have generators, portable solar power generators, Steve, that, you know, will keep going when that power is out. And they can power anything from a small fridge and your phones up to your entire house. So all of these things are things that you can do to help America be prepared for when the next attack comes. Yep. And you could take the strain off of the government, right? They can only do so much. We need to be protecting ourselves. And sat phones and solar power generators are two ways to do that.
Chris, one more time, give the number. Where do people go? Because I want everybody, these offers are limited to when you get material. And that's when you jump on. The posse knows that, but I want to know where they go right now.
They go to sat123.com, so that's sat123.com, or call us at 941-955-1020. That's 941-955-1020. And as again, Steve, as always, we really appreciate your support and the support of the War Room Posse to help get Americans prepared for what seems to be pretty inevitable at this point. So thank you very much.
Chris Hort, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We're going to get into Ukraine and the whole geopolitics of it. You heard this morning with Jim Rickards the global currency structure, the global currency system. And remember, I'm a big believer in economic warfare. I am. I think that you've got to be very hesitant about how you use it, when you use it. These are bullets that just don't, once you shoot some of these bullets, A, you can't take it back, but B, you don't have a, you're not going to have another bullet in the chamber. I've been very adamant from the beginning, it's the Chinese Communist Party. If we cut them off from access to our capital markets, both debt and equity, if you cut them off from our technology, and that can be done by really dropping the hammer in Silicon Valley from trading us out and from the venture capitalists there, the CCP would have a very difficult time making it past 100 days. They are completely and totally reliant. This is why they fight so hard for coupling. And this is why we've been such an adamant, since we're the lead in the take down the CCP movement, is to make sure that we address that situation and what needs to be done about it. They are the mortal enemy of all free people because they are a communist Marxist dictatorship. They start with Lao Beijing, their own people, but then they've now infiltrated and have elite, not just capture, but elite merger, as Natalie Winters and Jack Posobiec say so often. This Volt Typhoon, what is happening in cyber and now combined with artificial intelligence, is not normal. You've had the FBI director out a number of times, and it looks like he's trying to say, when it happens, I told you so. But we're adamant about this, is that you've got to think about it. We're giving you the information, you think it through. But the situation with cyber and the vulnerability, as Frank Gaffney and others from the Committee on Present Danger have been here so many times, telling you about the vulnerability of our infrastructure, particularly the grid, telecommunications, all of it. It's one of the reasons on our sponsors, we select our sponsors to make sure that they can help you in these situations. My Patriot Supply is a perfect example. You may not be a prepper. You don't have to be a prepper. It's just common sense. That's why go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and just immerse yourself in the information there. Take a couple of your, I know you don't have a lot of spare time, but in it, just go check it out and immerse yourself in the information and see what they have to tell you about getting ahead of the power curve. Okay, short commercial break. We'll return the worm in just a moment.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money in our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video.
Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Companies like Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion. Financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Makeup companies like Maybelline making a mockery of women by supporting transgender models. And beer companies like Bud Light forcing gender ideology on you when all you want is to enjoy a cold beer. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer with our hard-earned dollars. With Public Square, we now have a solution. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to buy coffee, find a new athletic clothing that knows what a woman is, and shop for clean skincare, or simply find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views, publicsq.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as consumer or a business owner, and you can get started today at publicsq.com. Remember, either as a consumer or a business owner, download the app now. That's publicsq.com, publicsq.com.
That we've done right by our allies.
I don't have any question about that, Hugh. I know that history is going to judge this well. It was the right thing to do. This is a very dangerous time. We truly do have a new axis of evil. You have China and Russia and Iran and often North Korea working together in coordination. They're funding one another's aggressions. And the reason you and I both know, and you highlight this all the time, the reason this is happening is because the current president is projecting weakness on the world stage, and our adversaries are acting aggressively and provocatively and taking advantage of that. So we had this moment in time, Hugh, this historic question: would America stand by our allies, stand by Israel, the beleaguered people?
Okay, I'm going to have that replayed. Okay, no. The invasion on the southern border that you promised and committed to shut this government down, to stop or to not fund anything, that is the right side of history. So don't give me your Polly Pockets happy talk with the clown show Hugh Hewitt gaslighting radio show, okay? No, we are on the right side of history, and you, sir, are a traitor. You committed to the American people to shut down the border. We have, according to you, 15 million illegal alien invaders in the country. That is the number one, the number two, the number three priority in this country. And not in your own words, the intel community, in the puff piece in Politico, you told Jonathan Martin, quote, it was the intelligence community and it was the NATO generals, the European generals that are really at the forefront of this that convinced you. Put forward the evidence. You won't put it forward because it's not there. You sold out your country. You sold out your countrymen. And now you're trying to skip around, because all you're Churchill. You're Polly Pockets. You're not Churchill. You're a goofball that's in over its head. And instead of doing what you told people and look people in the eye and say you were going to do this, you went and did the exact opposite. And you gave them a free pass. And even in doing that, you got no concessions. So you're a clown at every aspect. And we are going to dog you until we drive you out of here. And I understand people are saying, Steve, I don't know, it's only 30% of the people. It's only a couple of guys. Hey, that's fine. You don't think we fought longer odds in the war room before? You don't think we fought longer odds when I ran Breitbart before? Folks, we've had odds so long, people said, you're a moron for doing this. And guess what? We always fought and we always got it. So I don't care about the odds. I'm not somebody sitting here looking at odds and what are we going to do and, oh, let's do it. No, we're doing what's right, and we're not going to back off, and we're going to dog this guy. And people are sitting there, well, he's a Christian. You know, he is a Christian. Prove it, and don't tell me about reading some Bible verse. I mean in your actions in the arena when it counts. You gave the money to the globalists. You gave the money to people that are child trafficking. You gave it to the people that are human trafficking. You gave it to the people with the bioweapons labs. Did you get any concessions out of that? Did you get any information out of that? Did you get anything out of that? You know what you're funding. So if you're a Christian and that's what you're funding, count me out. Count me out. That's why you and Langford, because of your churchy weakness, which you exude every day in this kind of, quoting Bible verse while you're helping satanic forces, is the greatest recruiting tool Islam ever had. Because they're going to sit there and go, if those are your leaders, if that's who God's raised up to lead you, then where are they leading you to? Johnson, you're nothing but you're Pharaoh's army heading towards the Red Sea is what you're doing. And you've joined the demonic. You've underwritten. You're a Quisling. Just like in World War II in Norway, you're a Quisling. All you're doing is working for the other side and trying to pontificate about your deep-rooted Christianity. Prove it. Prove it in Ukraine. You underwrote the child trafficking. You've underwritten the sex trafficking. You've underwritten the biolabs. Did your briefings, did your highly secure briefings, what did it tell you about that? Did you get a briefing about that? What did it tell you about the child trafficking, what you allowed to happen in the United States, the child trafficking, the sex trafficking, the drug trafficking, the war, the second opium war they got about that? What were the security briefings you got on the southern border? Why have you let this go down? Because it hasn't changed. Another 10,000 have come across today. And in your briefings with the NATO generals, did they tell you 10,000 is a combat division? Did you get that? Did you write that down? Polly Pockets? You're detestable because your actions, not your words and your biblical worldview. Don't give me your biblical worldview. Let me see that through your actions. Let me see that you're taking on demonic forces, not the running dog of demonic forces. Ben Harnwell, demonic forces. The Ukraine, there is such deep darkness in Ukraine, and now we've given Biden the ability to bribe them some more so they keep quiet. When we have the investigation, because we will conquer on this one, we will win. When the investigation, I want you to remember all this yelling and screaming I was doing for years and years and years. When we sit there and in public hearings and in criminal trials, when you see what we were financing in Ukraine and you see what American officials knew and when you see what American officials did with your money and you see what Johnson and these guys had every ability to stop it, look the other way, when you see it, when you see all the ugliness and what's underneath that scab, you're going to say, oh my God, why didn't anybody tell me at the time? Well, I am telling you at the time. There's something deep and very dark about what's going on in Ukraine. It's something deep and very dark about what we are underwriting. Ben Harnwell, the floor is yours, sir, from Rome.
Good afternoon, Steve. Well, listening to Johnson there, it's clear that Saturday for him was really, in Orwellian terms, it was a four legs good, two legs better moment, because he just pivoted and abandoned every principle he was supposedly trying to defend. Saturday, the 20th of April, was a very important date, not just because of what happened, of course, in the House of Representatives and their vote authorizing this $61 billion to Ukraine. Something else happened on Saturday. We haven't been able to cover it until now, but here we go. In the early hours of Saturday morning, Steve, in Ukraine, in Odessa, on a country road down to Odessa, there was a shoot-up between two soldiers serving in the Ukrainian army and two police guys. Standard traffic check. Both the police guys were actually killed and shot by the two soldiers, but thanks to the body cam one of the cops was wearing, he recorded the whole thing. They stopped this the guy. They had an amiable chat about where they were going, what they were doing, where they were fighting. And then it turned sour. They said, look, we just want to check over the car, if that's all right. And when they checked, there were some ammunition boxes in the car. when the cops went to check those, the younger guy, who's the son of the father, there's a father and son serving together in the army, shot them both dead. In this car, Steve, were boxes and boxes. We know this because the car, along with the soldiers, thanks to the body cam footage, was apprehended in Odessa as they were trying to flee the country. What was in this car, Steve, were grenades. And this is just an example. We only know this. The only reason the world knows about this is because of this body cam footage. It's happening left, right, and center. And what was happening is that these two serving soldiers in Ukraine were taking arms, and you've got to get here's the best article I found on this. The only article I found of this is in the Times. Steve, you have to go to the literally, the very last line of this article. Obviously, I'd realized what was going on halfway through when it talks about boxes of grenades. The men are suspected of involvement in a weapon smuggling ring. And that's this is what's happening, right? So you guys in the United States, your taxes, you're buying ordnance, sending it over to Ukraine. That's the young cop there that was shot dead by one of the soldiers that you see in that photo. And this is where it's going, right? So when Zelensky is interfering in domestic US politics, bitching that he doesn't have enough grenades, he doesn't have enough military ordnance, US taxpayers are letting him down, he would have more means to fight this war if he actually drilled down on the corruption. Here's another example, still on the subject, Steve, of corruption. This is just illustrating what's going on in Ukraine now. The Ukraine agriculture minister is officially under investigation. The average, by the way, Steve, the average salary in Ukraine, it's $650 per month equivalent, right? This agriculture minister had bought $7.35 million worth of state-owned land in Ukraine and was trying to buy another $4.5 million worth. How he got the money to buy this land is a mystery. He says, "Oh no, look, this all happened years ago. There's nothing to no, folks move on. There's nothing to see here." The state corruption agency is digging down on this. But yeah, here are two stories in the last couple of days, Steve. You know, everyone in the US, especially in the GOP, very sad to see, is drilling down saying how important it is that this $61 billion is going to go to Ukraine, all the difference it's going to make. The reality on the ground is that they're grifting and stealing hand over fist.
Let's talk about the Reuters story on the recruiting. Because, okay, first off, as Chip Roy showed the other day, only of the $129 billion we already sent, only about $40 to $50 billion had reached the battlefield as far as equipment. The rest had gone somewhere to support the government. What we've never had accounting for any of it, even that split, which the Biden regime's been lying about. So essentially $60 to $70 billion went in the first 2 years or the first 18 months to support the government or whatever. And we know Zelensky's guys are stealing with both hands because, as you've reported, Alexander Burns of the CIA, the head of the CIA, went to Kiev to tell Zelensky, if you guys continue to steal this brazenly, we're never going to be able to get anything passed for you. And this is how bad Johnson is. Did Johnson ask for a briefing on the money that had been stolen? Did Johnson ask for briefings on the details of the sex trafficking and the organ harvesting? Did Johnson ask for details about the bioweapons lab? Did he ask for any of this? He needs to come forward. Did he have a full investigation of or report on a forensic accounting? And did he really implement in this anything to do with making sure our money's not stolen? The answer is no. If he had, he would come forward, because we're dogging him like he's never been dogged before, and we're going to continue to dog him. In order to make these people respond, they must be dogged, because they're not going to volunteer it. They're not going to volunteer it. They're going to go down and tell Trump a bunch of lies and spin him, and the people around Trump are not going to correct him, because most of those people are Republican operatives, and they want to get paid in their careers going forward, and they think MAGA is just this kind of passing fever. And the fever will eventually be broken. Let's go to the continual story. The central part of this is that the Ukrainian people don't back it. And we know the Ukrainian people don't back it because they're not volunteering for the military. young people are not volunteering. And so they had to go for 1 year and fight to get this draft in there. Okay. And even in the draft, Reuters was reporting that, I don't know, of the 14 million people left, there's a million fighting age males, and they're trying to pull every stop to get those guys back, to force those guys back, to be able to Shanghai them into military service. No one's volunteering. And the reason, and parents are paying premium prices. You just said the average monthly pay is $600. They're paying $5,000 and $10,000. They're hawking everything they've worked for and everything they will work for to keep their most precious assets, which are their sons and daughters, out of the fight. Now, why is that? Because they understand it's over. And they understand it's not going to change the basic geopolitics. Those are the people that matter most. Those are the people that are the country and the future of the country. And are they stepping up and giving anything? No. They want it to go away. How can you tell that? They will not let their sons and daughters go fight. The 500,000 that the two beloved generals got cashiered about because they told the truth. Where do we stand on that? Why didn't Mike Johnson make that a condition precedent? Why didn't he say, okay, when you can show us that you've got close to 500,000 and that you're in the fight, then we'll start laying the money out. None of it was done. All they did was give the third most corrupt government in the world that's already taken $120 billion, of which they cannot account for. All he did was give them a blank check, another sucker. And then he ran interference for the Biden regime. Ben Harnwell, give me this Reuters story. This is the other one we got. We're jammed for time. I want you to take time to go through this Reuters story, because in this small story shows you the entire scam of the entire thing. Sir.
Steve, there are about 850, latest counts, which are from January of this year. There are about 850,000 men of fighting age, that's a conscriptable age, that have fled across to continental Europe. And these two measures here that Reuters have illustrated, I want to say to the war room policy, these are cosmetic, right? The Ukrainians know that. We'll come on to this at another point. Okay, we have something else to drill down to. The Ukrainians know that we're watching their every move. That is to say, the Zelensky regime knows we're watching their every move. So they're now trying to push out some things for a Western audience, which is of a cosmetic, theatrical nature. Here's one of their latest initiatives, that Ukraine is suspending consular services for the military-aged men who fled abroad. What that means is that if you are a young guy, 20, 25-year-old guy, you fled abroad, and your passport has either expired or is about to expire, you can no longer go to your local consul in whichever country, EU country you are, and get it renewed. Now, so when I say this is purely cosmetic, what do I mean by that? If your passport has expired, right, and they're not going to let you renew it, then what are you not going to be able to do? You're not going to be able to go get a flight and go back to Ukraine and serve on the front line, are you? If you have no passport, you can't travel. That is why I say this story, in all its ludicrousness, is purely cosmetic for Western consumption. There's a similar story, which is that, which obviously Reuters have dutifully carried, saying that Ukraine launches a military charm offensive as conscription flags. And they're talking about, or the happy talk about, they're doing QR codes so with your phone that you can zap and learn more about. You can even choose now how long you want to serve for and whereabouts you want to serve. And it's all nonsense. As everybody in Ukraine knows, the initial volunteers who signed up in February 2022 are still fighting, and there's still no word whatsoever when they're going to stop fighting. So if you go up and volunteer, say, oh, look, you know, I'll do 3 months and let me do it in a non-military area where there's presently no Russian bombardment, they're going to take you, they're going to send you to the front line, and that is where you're going to stay. And I tell you who knows that. Right? Reuters might not appreciate that. I tell you who knows that. Everybody of fighting age in Ukraine knows that. So these are two stories that just for Western consumption, to try and show that there is sort of that the complaints from abroad that we're giving so much to Ukraine, and yet they're paring down what they're doing on their side of the war effort. Those complaints on the West are starting to have an effect.
I've got much more to go through with you, but we're going to have to do it tomorrow. But in the interim, I want you to give, and I say this. not with jealousy, because we love Ben. He's a key part of the team. He's our international editor. But his engagement is extraordinary. I'm trying to figure out how it is, but I think it's the way you structure it at the top. But where do people go to get your social media? Where do they go on Getter to get your social media?
Steve, let me put you at rest. Okay, I get such good engagement because I write such good posts. Straight simple as that. Folks, if you want to read some of these great posts that Steve's very kindly highlighting, it's on my feed, at Harnwell on Getter. I don't post. I'm not a heavy poster. I tend to push out one thing a day. But that thing I put out is really important to me. It's a thing I want you guys really to have a look at, and I hope it helps form your opinion on what's going on. Steve, thanks so much for having me on the show. God bless. Catch you tomorrow.
Okay. What Ben said right there is a topic we're going to develop more and more. It's the twofold. It is the grift and the corruption that was not addressed, nothing put up about it. So we've got to be the guys, the bully boys are going to do it. Hey, we got to do it. We got to do it. The other is the victims here, like Mearsheimer said, will be the Ukrainian people. They're being used as pawns on a chessboard. And the parents, just like you as parents here in the United States, it's one of the reasons military recruitment is so far down. You know, we've had a tradition of service in the extended Bannon family, right? Of going in and doing your 4 years or doing your 8 years, some career, but mainly do the four, do the eight, and then go back to the civilian. And I would be very hard pressed today as a little girl to talk to Mo and to show her about service to the country. As I know many, many parents in this audience who are veterans or are sons and daughters of veterans have a hesitancy right now given the direction of the military and direction of the Biden regime. That's to the 10th power in Ukraine, because their sons and daughters are the fuel that drives the charnel house, and they're not going to put up with it. Remember, $650 a month, and they're paying $5,000 and $10,000 to get their kids out of there. We're going to continue on that, and we know that the Ukrainian media is watching. They watch War Room, and they're very critical of War Room, but hey, that's just how it's going to be. Folks, we have nothing against the Ukrainian people. We admire their valor and their courage. Okay, but their lives are being brutalized by the globalist. Birchgold.com, please. I've got the fifth installment of The End of the Dollar Empire. This is the end of economic freedom. Make sure you get it. You're gonna love it. Birchgold.com/Bannon. You can talk to the team of Philip Patrick team about gold, but get The End of the Dollar Empire. I'm gonna be spending more time on it later this week. Also, Jace Medical. I talked about all the stuff with the cyber attacks. We talked about My Patriot Supply. Go to jacemedical.com. These cyber attacks are only going to get worse. And United Health admitted they paid off the bad guys. Lou Dobbs is next. We're back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. See you then in the War Room.
The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here, and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. Fieldofgreens.com. Promo code Bannon.
Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.